our weekly City Hall update. Mayor, how are you?
Good morning, Joe. I'm doing fine, thank you.
It's a little brisk again.
Yeah, a little bit. Not bad.
Could be worse, that's for sure.
Absolutely. I've been Memorial Day. I've been to Memorial Day services when it's 80 and when it's 45. So.
Indeed, yeah. It was pretty brisk, though, Saturday for Cleaner and Greener Quincy.
Yeah, you know, in the 33 years, I don't remember. I mean, we've had rain, but I never remember that kind of wind. It was really, really brutal, especially along the water. So our numbers were way down, understandably so. Not only was it windy, it was cold. But nonetheless, we still had a lot of volunteers out there, the real diehards, the dedicated ones, and did a lot of great work across the city, which shows, I think.
It does. It's amazing. The Monday after every year, you can see the green spaces out here at the library is all spruced up. The schools makes a marked difference. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. So we appreciate all the help we get.
Anybody show up for the cookout?
Yes, actually, we had to move it down to the co-complex, the park and rec facilities, and had it indoors with spillover outside because they couldn't even get the grills lit up at Pageant. I mean, that's one of the windiest spots in the city to start with.
Sure,
so,
yeah.
But, you know, it was fine. Again, the dedicated ones, they enjoyed their burger.
Good, good. So those T-shirts will be something to treasure.
Absolutely.
Weather is pretty good, though, for Senior Olympics that are underway.
They are underway. Yeah. We're at Monday night. We had the fake torch lighting because it was so windy out.
Yes.
We pretended because we went inside because of the wind. We didn't want to light the fire inside the building. But and then we had the annual volleyball game, which the seniors win, as they do each year, because it's a home court advantage to some degree. But
oh, is that the excuse?
Absolutely.
Okay.
But yeah, there's all kinds of activities going all week. I know that they were doing the bowling yesterday. It's great to see it back. Because with everything else in life, we had a hiatus for a couple of years, so people seemed excited, and it's awesome. It's good stuff.
Yeah, I know. It's extended out this year a little longer just to keep the crowd sizes down.
Yes, and I thank Michelle Hanley from our Recreation Division of the Natural Resources, her and her team, and of course Tom Clasby and his team. They worked together and put on a great several days for our seniors.
Yep, very nice. Mayor, just before we talked here this morning, I played the remarks from the governor at the Quincy District Courthouse last Thursday regarding a regional justice center there. So can you bring us up to date on that?
Yeah, well, Quincy Courthouse has been on the list for a long time. It's one of the busiest in the state, and there's a lot of challenges logistically with the building, just not enough room. But in addition, the building is not a quality building, so there's all kinds of issues with HVAC and other things. So it has been slated in the past to be replaced, and now the governor announced they've identified the funding for it. And I think it will include bringing some courthouses that are currently in Dedham as well into one location. And we still haven't seen a design, but it's my understanding they're going to do it on the same site. They're looking at it. I know they've already purchased one property next to it. I know they're looking at the other parts of the block there. So, you know, we're supposed to meet at some point with DCAM, which is a state agency that oversees building construction, to get their thoughts on it. I want to make sure that they're building some parking for the site, because I can't have, you know, court personnel, you know, filling up the whole garage every day. That would be a hurt to our retailers who need the spots as well. So it's good news. I mean, it's been slated for a long time. So essentially, the state will take over the site from the county. Hmm. The county currently owns the site. The state will buy it from the county, and then they'll oversee the construction of the new facility. I don't know if they're going to go somewhere temporary. That's one of the rumors.
Yeah.
And then knock the whole thing down and start from scratch. They still got a lot of details to work out. But I appreciate the governor's prioritizing this before he leaves us in January.
Yeah, that was my biggest question, was where are they going to put it? I mean, that spot is already pretty full. They'd have to go up, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I think that they'll probably take the whole thing down or a combination thereof. And you could go up a couple of stories, I'm sure. Height in the downtown is not a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Again, until I see the actual drawings and design, I don't want to comment too much on the building itself, but
sure,
we appreciate them prioritizing it.
Yeah, I mean, of all the things that were in his budget proposal, that's the one he chose to come to Quincy and talk about, so that speaks to the priority he puts on it.
That and Quincy's right next to Boston. I think sometimes it's easy for him to do that.
It's helpful too, yes. Mayor, earlier this week, as you're well aware, the City Council Finance Committee voted favorably plans to expand the Pine Hill Cemetery in West Quincy. Some questions raised about the cost. Do you feel it's a healthy project?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, if you go back in history, they raised the question about the cost of the Bunker Hill Monument, the Washington Monument, and the Castle Island Fort. And I could go on and on. That's always going to be an issue, and that's the role of the council to question the administration and test the numbers, et cetera. But this is an easy project. We are just about out of burial space. You know, somebody said, should we be in the burial business? Well, we already are. And we've got room up there. We can take care of a lot of families over the next two decades with this expansion project. And the biggie is it pays for itself, Joe. That's my biggest, you know, argument here, that no matter how the councils feel about it, it pays for itself through the sale of lots and perpetual care. So when people come in and buy a grave, essentially it goes into three buckets. Purchase of the sale of the lot, purchase of the lot, so that goes into one bucket. That bucket then goes to pay the debt service on the bond each year. There's another bucket called perpetual care, which goes into a trust fund, which then is used for the long-term care of the cemetery. And then the third bucket is the opening charge, if you will, and the paperwork charges and so forth that goes to the general fund. So this is a winner. It's you know, I'm a little perplexed by a couple of councils questioning the city's fiscal health to do this. It pays for itself. I don't know how many times we can say that. And, you know, we've reviewed the project and did some value engineering. When the numbers came in a little higher, we did cut back on some of the quality of the stonework and change some things up to save money to make sure we're in that, you know, ballpark that it does pay for itself. So this is a good project, and it'll help a lot of families going forward.
Yeah, I know a plan for a committal building or structure, I guess, was eliminated.
Yeah, we'll deal with that later.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll take it a step at a time.
And the cost for the Welcome Center obviously was the big sticking point for some councilors, $1.1 million. Do you think that's appropriate?
Well, I do. I mean, the office that's up there is an absolute mess. It's full of mold. It's on a septic system. Again, it wasn't a quality building, so the idea is to put a new office. I mean, you're bringing the public in, you're doing the paperwork with the public, you've got to have restrooms, and again, it pays for itself. Mm-hmm. So, I'm not so sure what the big concern is. Mm-hmm. It's funny, I go back and I look at the vote in Quincy High School, $100 million project, and they voted in 10 minutes. you know, there's no question about any of the costs in it. Just, it's kind of funny how people look at different things. And I certainly respect the role of the council. But when certain council makes an argument that we're concerned about the taxpayer, you know, it's actually the people that use the cemetery that are paying for this. It pays for itself.
This has been ongoing with the state for, what, 20 years?
I ran into Richie Sweeney yesterday.
Yes.
at Sweeney Brothers going to a wake, and we were talking about it because when he was on years ago, Tom Gell was on years ago, when I was down in that job many years ago, mm-hmm. you know, we were talking about this and going through the hoops at the state level to get this thing done. So this has been kicking around for more than two decades, and it's time.
What is the timeline, actually, for going forward?
Well, they'll be under construction this summer, so, mm-hmm. you know, full steam ahead. Some of the challenges, there are some land issues up there that the engineering is dealing with, and that is some of the water issues. When mm-hmm. you get a lot of ledge, the water pops from different places, so we got to make sure that the entire area drains well, which was always a challenge up in Section 7. So we're hopeful that we'll resolve all those issues at the same time. But it's my guess is it's probably about a year,
okay.
For the whole project.
Any idea when lots will be able to be purchased?
I think they'll probably figure that out as we get closer to completion. Concern is if we jump the gun too soon mm-hmm. and people mm-hmm. need a plot and we're not ready, that could create some challenges.
Yes,
so
yes.
We'd like to get a better handle on the exact finish date when we can open it up. But we expect that you know, we're going to open. This is the first time we'll be open up for pre-sale in general in a long time, so we expect that they'll be sold pretty, at least a good chunk of them will be sold pretty quickly.
Hmm. All right. The activities on the Hancock Adams Common continue this weekend with Country Fest coming.
Yes, the monthly program that we have out here. Mm-hmm. That's always a popular one. Even though we're in New England, a lot of people love the country music.
Yes, they do. Yeah,
it's a fun. That's a fun event. The one thing about country music is, and I sound like an old fart now, but you can understand the music at least. You can understand the words. So the weather looks good long term. So Hopefully we'll have a nice turnout. I'm looking out the window as we speak, and I'm observing all the dog walkers out here. Certainly hope they all pick up after their dogs. Look like they're having fun out there, though.
I hope they have their sweaters on, too.
Well, everybody is well-dressed today. You still see hoods and hats on this morning.
Appreciate your time, Mayor.
My pleasure. Enjoy the day, Joe.
Thank you. You too.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.